So in the last podcast, the first podcast, I didn't do any sort of planning beforehand. Like I didn't write off, oh, what am I going to talk about or anything like that. So that ended up being difficult in terms of being like, oh, okay, I didn't do any prep. So because I didn't do any prep, then it just ended up being a bunch of ramblings. So the hope is that this podcast will not be a bunch of ramblings. So now, from now on, I'll always have a related Substack post to related blog slash Substack post to whatever I just am talking about today. So I'll be like, okay, here's the ramblings that I wrote beforehand on Substack. And then here's me recording after making those ramblings so that you're like, okay, hopefully the writing allowed me to flesh out my thoughts such that when I'm talking, it doesn't sound completely stupid. It'll still sound stupid. It'll just sound less stupid than whatever that first video was. So the hope is that this pod will be better than last pod because I actually prepared. So first thing first is to talk about logistical things because I read about logistical things as the first thing of like, what is the actual purpose of this podcast? I think the main thing that I wanted to get out of this was that I tried a ton of times to journal in the past at various points in my life. It'd always be like usually soon after my birthday, or it'd be like the new year or something, and I'd be like, oh, this is the time to write the journal. And then the most that it would ever last was something like a month, maybe two, in terms of writing like a daily, oh, what I did today journal. But the issue with doing a what I did today journal is that it gets pretty boring because at some point you're going to be like, oh, I didn't actually do much today. So there's not actually much to write about. And then what I thought that would do would be like, oh, if I write things that are like boring about my life, then I'll be like, oh, I want to do better things the next day so that I always have like something interesting to talk about from every day. But what that actually ended up doing was that as my life got more boring in terms of like not really doing anything interesting at the end of the day, my motivation to write the journal just went lower. So there'd be a brief period of like lots of things, always writing down the things you did. And then there'd be a period of like, well, nothing's really happening. I don't really feel like writing it. Blah, blah, blah. So I think the difference here is to write on some topic that I've been thinking about, or some random thing where I'm like, oh, I want to see what would actually happen if I fleshed out my thoughts on this thing, and then do it that way. So then it's not based on like what I did that day. And then when you're talking about whatever topic, you might intersperse some things of like, oh, I remember I was doing this thing this time, and because of this, then I think this idea, like my anecdotes come together to be like, oh, this is what's happening. Obviously, every theory I ever make is going to be wrong, and there's going to be like little to no research or citation of research. I might refer to something where I was like, oh, I heard somewhere that this was an idea, but it won't be referenced. So it's probably a lot of bullshit in terms of what it's going to be. So it might get better over time where I'll be like, okay, if I have this thought in the past, let's actually figure out whether this thing that I think is true is actually true. So let's find out what the source material is so then we can do that. But for now, we're just trying to get the reps in of practicing speaking on your thoughts of things and writing on your thoughts of things. And it's not really supposed to be like, oh, is this a really deeply informed essay? It's more like, I need to get practice with writing more. So I'm not really going to worry too much about the research aspect. Now, admittedly, the research aspect would probably make you better because then you'd be like, oh, I'm sourcing from really good information and all that sort of thing. But that's not really the goal here. Especially if it's just supposed to be a journal thing. So, because it's a journal effort, it's all gonna be personal opinion. And because it's personal opinion, that'll either be weakly backed by facts or strongly backed by facts. And at the moment, I only care for them to be weakly backed by facts because the fact part isn't actually the important part right now in terms of getting the journal started. If that makes sense. So they'll be like, oh, he didn't want things to be fact-based in the first place. We're gonna get so mad about that when he starts spreading all the misinformation, because I'm probably gonna spread a lot of misinformation because of things not being backed well. But for now, it'll just be opinions on mundane things. So that won't actually be a very bad issue. So I think that's basically all I need to talk about for logistics of the podcast. There are some other details that I wrote about on doing things publicly. So there is a time where when I was starting the podcast, not podcast, starting the Substack blog, wanting to have this idea of being like, oh, I'm going to make a journal and I'm going to make everything on the writing and everything public. So then you can see the journey of like things getting better, things getting worse. You can see what my notes look like and all that sort of thing. I thought that was a good idea, but the issue is that, again, you don't get the practice with the writing muscle and so you end up just falling off. So you need something that you can do relatively consistently. And the thing that I like about video is that it's so easy to just hit record rather than writing. Writing's way more involved when it comes to like going through the friction to start writing out your thoughts versus the friction to just click record and start doing things in a video format or audio format if you're listening to the podcast. So I don't know. I was mixed there. I do think writing ends up with producing better content because you can think through the thing and because you can modify it and edit. And as you edit, you flesh out the thought more and it gets better and better. But so that was the original idea with the blog. Now the blog is more like, okay, this is the first thinking through the idea before I record the podcast. So that's what we're going to do for now. So if you want to read the thoughts that I originally wrote down, the link to the Substack stuff will be in the description. And you can look at that. The link, I don't know whether I can put the link on the podcast. I'll see if I can put show notes for the podcast so that it goes there. And then what else was I talking about? It was also the difficulty that I'm having in terms of public content on the internet generally. Because the issue is, there's only so much about my life that I want to be public. And when I got into high school and college was when it got more difficult to record things in general because there'd be other people around. And that made me like, I'm too shy to like figure out when to time this and also schedule all my academics and stuff. So now that's less of an issue. But then there's still the issue of like, okay, let's not be too public on everything. That's another issue I had with the daily journal idea. Because if you're daily journaling and you want to make the daily journal public, but also private, in so far as you're not talking about like specific locations and stuff, then that made things unnecessarily difficult as well. So doing it topic to topic is probably a better format in general. So that's all we have for that. I think it's fleshed out more in the blog post of what I'm kind of thinking through, but I can't really articulate it well right now, so I'm not going to worry about it. I'm actually going to move on to what the topic of today actually is. So the thing that I've been thinking about a lot in the past week was on forming communities once you're outside of school. So one of the things for me was that as soon as I finished college, I moved pretty far from home. So whatever people I went to school with are not where I am now. So in terms of maintaining the relationships, I've never been a particularly good texter or user of social media or internet platforms. I was better when I was a kid because I didn't care. So I just like used it. And we just chat with people on forums and video game chats and other things like that. But as I got older, I became more averse to posting things online. Again, because of that element of being like, oh, how much of this do I want to be public? But that also meant I wasn't strengthening the muscle of using the texting medium. But when I was in school, I was a pretty shy kid. So one of the things that I needed to figure out was the in-person social element. So I min-maxed on the in-person social stuff, but that was at the detriment of any of the digital communications. So I'm not particularly good at like using emojis, posting memes or like GIFs or other things like that. Like I just don't engage with the medium that way. So that ends up being difficult. So the only way that I use text is to be like, okay, I'm going to schedule a call or schedule a meeting in real life, such that I can just do the in-person stuff, because that's way better. Because when you're in person, you have body language, you have the facial expressions, you have the tone of voice. And I feel like there's the information you have there is a lot better. Anytime I try to do like long form text conversations, it's really annoying because it feels like tonally I'm like off to the other person, and then it gets misinterpreted and all those other things. And we already see this happen on like Twitter. And one of the things that's annoying about it is that because you get a limited character format, then there's only so much you can articulate well in that limited character format. And not many people are really that huge on like long texting. I have some friends where they'll like send me like a wall of text, a bunch of wall of text, and then I have to respond to the wall of text. But because it's not in real time, then it ends up being annoying too, because like, okay, you responded to this wall of text. I don't remember what the wall of text was that I responded to, but because it's been however many days to respond. And yeah, that gets weird. This is also why I like blog posts, because then things can be in a multi-page format, hundreds of words and all that sort of thing, that make things able to be fleshed out way more than in a text format, where even if it is a long text format, it's not as well thought out as like a blog post. So, you know, so you have the limitation of short form text, limitation of even trying to do longer text. And yeah, I don't know. It just becomes a whole mess really quickly. So one of the issues that I found since leaving college and going off on my own and like a faraway lands and all that sort of thing, is that when I was in school, and I didn't realize till I got to the very end of the blog post what I was trying to articulate, which was that when in school, you have a high volume of in-person interactions all the time with the same people every day. And then also with the schools that I went to, there's the selection bias of those people being academically inclined. So you end up having really interesting, intellectually stimulating conversations, also interesting interactions because of people's different personalities and all that sort of thing. So there's lots of things going on there that once you get into the quote unquote real world, you can't really recapture quite the same way, because the only place where you're having a similar amount of seeing the same people over and over again in person is the workplace. But in the workplace, the context is different, because in the workplace, it's a professional setting. So because it's a professional setting, that might put a boundary on what your relationship to the people can be, because there's the notion of like, oh, okay, if you make a bad impression, then that probably won't help you professionally. So it also means that you're limited in how expressive you can be with those people. Now, admittedly, at the workplace that I'm at now, most of the people I interact with are coworkers, but they work on different teams. So because they work on different teams, we don't have to be in conflict professionally. So you are able to make those boundaries a little wider in that regard. So I don't know, there's something different about workplace daily seeing people that's different. And then the other thing is that the volume of people that you're going to interact with on a day-to-day basis is just way lower now, because the place I'm at currently is not as dense. So even just like passing by people, you're not going to pass by as many people in the day-to-day. And then the people you're passing by are now in the average population rather than selected for like this school academic population. So the chances of, even if you were to interact with every single person you saw in the day, the chances of it being like the kind of engaging interaction you saw in the school environment is probably low. So it made me like have a lot of sympathies for people that stay in academia for the rest of their lives, because the university setting, the college setting, is that place where you just have so many people that are looking for that sort of thing, that you would have a higher volume of those intellectually stimulating / academic nerd conversations. So yeah, that's been a difficulty. And I didn't realize that's kind of the core of the issue, because I think that since being out of college, it's not that I haven't had social interactions with people. It's just that it's not of the same type that I had when I was back in school. So the main way that I get that sort of engaging intellectual conversation is by talking with friends that I had at those other schools. And the only way that I can do that is by maintaining those contacts through text. So it's a function of my texting ability of like, okay, how can I maintain these interactions? How can I schedule calls regularly with people that I find interesting and all that sort of thing? And that'll always be like way lower volume than it was when I was in school. So that's the main thing. So the goal right now for me personally is to be like, okay, how do I reestablish a community where you can have enough in-person interactions with interesting people and have like engaging, interesting conversations with those people on a semi-regular basis. And it's not like my life isn't that intellectually stimulating right now. I think it's actually, I don't know, there's plenty of interesting things that go on in the day-to-day, but it's not quite the same. I understand the people that stay in school forever now. I get it. Because on my average day, I'm like watching a bunch of like random YouTube videos about some interesting topic about, I don't know, Real Life Lore did a video on Arizona and why so many people live there and why it's growing and all these sorts of things. And I'm like, man, that's such an interesting topic, but I don't have many people that I can talk about it. And we actually go and have a back and forth conversation about it and be like, oh, okay, that's really interesting economically because this and this, and then they bring up their idea about this and this, and then you just go from there. I feel like that is something that would happen more if I'm in like a school environment with the types of people that go to school, the types of nerd academic people, than I do in my current situation. So yeah, I feel like that's kind of the thing that I'm thinking about in terms of what feels non-ideal about how my current life is. That's like a portion of life that I'd be like, oh, if this aspect of it could be better, that would be cool. So in the next podcast, what we'll probably end up talking about is that specific thing of like the different things that I've tried and where I felt that those different communities or different types of people that I met fell short on the developing the sort of community that I'm thinking of. And that'll probably, I don't know how interesting that would necessarily be, but I do want to think through that to be like, okay, what is the thing that I found non-optimal about these different groups and go from there. And also like burgeoning things too, because I just found out about this thing in my local area that could be pretty interesting for having more of those intellectually stimulating conversations with a bunch of nerds, because there are things in the area that exist for that. It's just a matter of like seeking them out and then from there building a regular network of people that you talk to on those things. So that, very exciting time. Let's see. Was there anything in the blog post that I didn't get to? I think there's something that's not in this post that I kind of wanted to talk about, but I feel like without writing about it, I can't get a fully cohesive thought on it. But I'll explain a tiny little bit about it now, and then we'll end. But it's basically that I think that there are groups in the online world where you can recapture what I'm talking about of finding that community. My difficulty with that is that I still have some kind of aversion to being in a purely virtual online community environment, because I feel like it feels like you're neglecting your local society when you engage in an online way like that. And I need to flesh that idea out more, because it feels like when you get into that hyper online thing, you're kind of like exiting from real life. And I don't know whether I want to be someone that exits from real life. And I need to parse that out more, because there was a time where when I was gaming a lot, I had a lot of just purely online friends that I only met in the game environment. And I wouldn't say that that was fully negative. If you look at my past videos, a lot of it's gaming content, and it's like the funny moments in the gaming content. A lot of the people that I was talking to in those funny moments, I'll never meet them in real life, or I have never met them in real life. Actually, one of them I might have the ability to meet in real life, but it's been so long now. But anyway, there's that sort of thing. So I don't, yeah, I need to parse that thought out more. I need to write about it. But in the meantime, I hope you all have a wonderful day. Right after this, there's going to be a fun little blooper of me experimenting with having the mic closer to me. I already noticed that I made some mistakes by getting too far from the mic at other points in this video. So, we'll try to work on that. I need to get longer cable. That's what I need to do. All right. Y'all have a good one. Bye. Okay. So, first, I'm going to test what it sounds like when I'm actually close to the microphone and whether I like that better or whether I think it's worse in terms of quality. Because the thing that was happening before was that I was too far from the microphone, but then there's also the noise canceling that it's trying to do for my computer. So that made the audio kind of weird. So I need to figure out whether or not this will make the audio better to be closer to the mic when I'm talking. One of the annoying things will be that now I have to like actually think consciously enough about the mic being close. What I'd like to do is get a longer cable for the mic so that I can just hold it and talk like this and then just put it wherever it needs to be when I'm talking. That'll be a lot better in the future. So I need to order that cable. I'm gonna put this at the end of the podcast because I think it'll be really funny to be like, oh, what's he doing logistically before he actually films the thing? So yeah, enjoy.